This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. John with Local Splash. Calling back, sir.
Yeah, hey. Let's jump right in. Couple quick things. Where are you
yes,
located?
Sir. I just actually moved to Pennsylvania.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So are you guys just all scattered around? Do y'all have a website?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Localsplash.com. That's our website name. Been around for over 19 years. We are global.
Local Splash?
Yeah, L-O-C-A-L, Splash,
yep.
S-P-L-A-S-H, .com. Yes, sir.
Okay, I see it here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you look at SEO packages, you can actually see the huge savings that we're talking about here.
Wait, you said SEO packages?
You got it, yes, sir.
Well, I'm
get trouble finding it.
Says name, email, message, get started, and then it goes through.
Follow you on. Yeah, let me follow you here.
Advertising agency, lead generator, right? Marketing local businesses. I see it. Mission statement. Client. I see. Okay, yeah. More leads. Yeah.
I'll send you something straight to give you, I'm pretty sure I know exactly everything you're going to be needing to look at. So I'm going to send you a link real quick.
Yeah.
Kind of, so you can see everything here. Let me know. I'm sending it as a text message, if you don't mind. So I'm sending it right now. Let me know once you got it.
Got it.
Beautiful. In here, I'm going to walk you through the most important pieces. It should stay on the very top, take control of your online presence, right?
Yep.
All right, beautiful. If you scroll down where it says proven success.
Yep.
This is where I'm saying call my bluff on everything. Like I said, been in the industry over 19 years now, being a premier partner with Google. We have over 10,000 companies we're working with currently. Now, out of that, we have a 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. There is a spot I can show you those actual customers. Those are real customers, real reviews in there as well, too. But let's freeze down just a little bit here where it says Google Ads Partner. And this is where I want you to feel very comfortable. Were you able to see that? Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little Google icon. If you click on that, that's going directly to Google's directory of their partners. Okay? This is what Google has to say about us. Very top, you'll see. Yep, Local Splash. Performance certification through the spend. Now, one of really high options, you cannot work with anyone else that does what you do in your area. But that performance, we have to do what we say we're going to do. Meaning we have to perform very well to keep our partnership at a premier partner level. Okay, so I just want to make sure you see that, feel comfortable. Not hearing it from me or anybody else.
Right.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's go back. Now, when you go back and you scroll down just a little bit lower, that's where the SEO packages are. Let me know when you're able to see that. Yes.
Yeah,
okay. So your package is called the Platinum Package. Call my bluff on this one. Remember I mentioned you got more than a 50% discount rate here. Normally,
this
package is $599. Yeah. Now you can really see the savings on this. You're grandfathered in at $249 month to month. Instead of a $299 setup fee, it's only a $99 setup fee one time. And that's for the life of you with us. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. So it'd be the platinum for
three. Yes, sir.
One time and then 250 going forward, right?
Exactly. Yes, sir. No matter how many jobs, calls you receive, it does not matter. It could be the most profitable job ever, but that does not change your pricing.
Okay. Now, there's no contract, right? You cancel month to month, or how does it
correct,
work?
Yeah. Yeah, it's month to month. Now, even still being month to month, it stays with that pricing grandfathered in. For the life of you being with us. Yeah, but all we ask for is at least, I mean, we don't plan on ever failing, but so knock on wood. But if you did decide
how y'all
I mean, right. Some people have contracts, some people don't.
Right. No, of course. And these are important things to know and understand, of course. So again, it's month to month. There is no contract. Okay. All we ask for is if you did decide to part ways in the future, please let us know at least three business days before your next billing cycle is due. So that way you're not being charged for that month coming up.
I see. Okay. So it is a month to month thing. So if somebody stops and restarts it, do they pay that? They have to pay that initial $100 again, or do they just go back to $250 a month? I mean, somebody like me, how would you handle that?
Great question. Actually, so we plan on every business being different, right? Some businesses have seasons where they have a slow season, they don't accept any work, or maybe you want to go on vacation. We have it on paper for you where you can have a seasonal hold. Same thing. Please let us know ahead of time. That way you're not being charged for that, for those months.
I see.
But that does not mean you have to start all over and blah, blah, blah. No, we have everything already saved. We just go ahead and hit the restart and then start from the next month.
Okay. Also,
yes,
I hadn't, you know, when you called, I thought I'd used a different type of service before. And I had somebody send out mailers. Because I have a buddy, me and my buddy kind of compete. I mean, he gives me business, but I do my own thing. But, you know, I sent out mailers, and, you know, I only got one person from that, and it didn't materialize to as much as I could have gotten. And my sister really mentioned this. She was the one who said, hey, you need to go digital, right? You know, let's be searched by a browser, you know, be the endpoint of a browser. And when you guys called, it was like, well, I was thinking about doing this anyway. And I think, you know, so we kind of matched on this. But I guess the only other question I guess I would have is I haven't looked at any competition. How do you guys stat? Who are the top three, big players? Who's the competition? How does it all? You got other guys, right, in the business that do this stuff, right? Who are they?
Well, we're not going to be – here's the thing. We cannot even call out. Like, that's not my team. My job is to make sure you get a good package that's going to work well for you, right? That's saving you money on the back end, but also making a good return on your investment in the front. So that's my job. That way you stick with us for a long time, right? The other team that calls out, there's a team of agents that call out that says, okay, we have a position available, whether someone fell off or because the position just became available in that area. That part I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'm not going to tell you something I don't know. But with that time, they say, okay, are they on the first page of Google? No, that means we can help them. Okay, awesome. Do they have a good reputation? Great. If they meet those qualities, then hey, yeah, we can definitely help you and do business. Because Google doesn't want everybody on that first page. There's only so many companies that could fit on the first page, and they don't want one-star reviewed companies that are doing horrible with their customers. Right? Sure.
So
it just kind of makes sense that way. But to answer your question on this one, let's do it together right now. I'm going to go in incognito mode, meaning I'm going to go on Google where as if I've never typed anything before, so I'm as if I'm a brand new customer in the area. What's something, because I know you're doing the transportation services, what's the most profitable job that would be for you, bringing you the most money? What would that be? I mean, I know it's transportation, but a type of transportation or a specific vehicle, like talk to me, what would I put in here?
Okay. Well, oh, I see what you're saying. If you're looking for my service, per se.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So I would say, well, I don't. It's not limousine. They're not limousines anymore. They're considered more
like luxury.
Put in executive transportation. See what you get.
You know what? Yeah, I was gonna say. Let's actually
just put in executive transportation.
In. All right. Perfect. Let's do that.
I didn't think about doing that.
Right. I was thinking. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, here's the next thing too. The specific area, because this goes about 50-mile radius in every direction if you want it to go that way. What area would you like to make sure you're always being found in, though? What city would that be?
North Dallas.
North Dallas? Dallas? Okay, I'm just making sure I'm putting in to give you an actual answer, a real answer here, not just blowing smoke here, okay? So I type that in. I put executive transportation near Dallas, Texas. Okay. First one that pops up, DFW Executive Car Service. Have you heard of these guys?
No, I mean,
they're a limo service.
You are just different people.
Yep.
I'm under businesses, right?
Yes, sir. Now, if you go to businesses, yep, DFW is the first one that pops up there.
It says DFW Executive Limo Service, DFW
yep.
Black Car Service, Premier Transportation. Is that what you see?
Yes, sir. I see even Ride Executive Limo and Black Car Service.
Ride.
Yeah.
Yep. Elite.
These are your competitions.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to just kind of scroll through here, and I'm doing this live with you, okay, partner?
Right.
Now, some of them don't even have websites here. But let me see here. These are all the first page listings. Some of them have been here for 10 years, 20 years. Some of them have been brand new. Now, there is one that's near the top, McKinney VIP Transportation. Okay? 10 reviews. Not even been around for a while. Let me look at his website here. This is the type of competition you're having. Okay? Now, the website, not going to lie, has a ton of scrolls. And that's something we could help you with because not a lot of people don't actually even scroll to the bottom because that's just what the statistics show. You know, they only do one or two scrolls and that's about it. So with that being said, I mean, I think a website is definitely the most biggest thing for you because we make sure that it's off cross platforms. If you're looking at a phone, tablet, computer, it's going to adjust to it. So that way it's still being easy for the customers to maneuver through. And able to get that point across to say, hey, you're the good company to go ahead and call. Okay?
We have to keep in mind that I'm just a one-man show, you know. In other words, I'm just I have a nice vehicle and it's just me. I don't have these, I'm only worried about getting constant jobs for myself on a daily basis. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing. That's, you know,
I'll
talk to you business owners left and right. Yeah.
I'm not going to have a party bus. I'm not going to have a limousine. You know, I drive a nice Yukon and that's it. You know, I don't even know if I'm going to upgrade from that, but so
right.
I am a one man show, but I mean, there's, you know, so many people doing it. I'm just wondering, you know, how I'll fare in all these, in this giant, you know, I mean, there's tons of them.
Tons. That's why there's tons and tons of pages. But But the best part about this is you having a team that's going to be available for you, right, to keep this tailored to your business. If you're a one-man show, okay. Great. Let's make sure you're not being bombarded with too many calls because if that's the case, customers may get upset because you're not able to attend to them, right? That's
sure.
Also where your website comes into play, right? You can be a little more organized with everything with your customers. How, you know, get a quote from me here today. We can set up a time and day to, you know, give a call on this calendar. Or, hey, you know, we have this promotional live for only the first 5. For this month and that day. Like, you know, stuff like that where it really helps you with your business and it's not going to bombard you like crazy. Now, if it does get too crazy, where you're like, John, I'm doing extremely well, but I can't handle all this work. Let's dim it down a little bit. By all means, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. But let's make sure we're focusing just on the ones that are going to bring the most profit in the area. So that way you're like, okay, I still want to take these calls. It will dumb down a little bit, but if that's okay, that's what I want. When you are ready, let us know. We'll go ahead and spread it back out, maybe a bigger distance or in a specific areas. You see, that type of communication is the key thing for this, right, Mike?
Right. Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Now, is there any way you can send me can you send me email me a summary before I actually pay you so I kind of see what I'm getting? Can you do that?
Yeah. Okay. So hold on. I'm going to make sure. Let me send this to you. You can look over it. And honestly, the same thing too. Even though you're seeing this, what I'm going to send you.
Put a number on there, your number, a direct number for you, so we don't have to go through the back and forth 877. Can we do that? Or?
Yeah, give me a second. I got you, partner.
Yeah, okay. Put that on there too. Or if somebody I can talk to that knows who I am, you know, if I have to call back or whatever.
Here, I got you, partner. I'm sending this right now. I will put the pricing and everything in there for you. It's coming from JSEO at localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Yeah, give me a second.
Mm-hmm. If you don't get it in the next, 10 seconds here, take a look at your spam or junk mail. It may go there because it's my first time emailing you. I don't know what we got there. It says it's sent out, so let's see what we got.
It's here. It's so early.
Take your time with it. Again, everything we discussed, and I want to make sure you're feeling comfortable with it all. And to make you feel a little more at ease as well, too, Mike, I keep this promise as me just in general here as well with Local Splash, even after payment, too. I stay on the phone with you so you see the same stuff in even further detail as well. On paper, through email, and text for your invoice. Because I want to make sure if there's any type of discrepancies or anything like that, we address that right away. Okay? I don't want to play that phone tag stuff either. It's very important. We start a relationship off strong.
Or whatever. I mean, I know it's here. Just give it. You know, it's not, I still don't have it.
Okay,
got it, John Sale. I got it.
It's me? There we go. Okay, I was going to say, I was like, definitely, it didn't shoot back to me. It sent to somebody. Okay.
I got you. Alright. Alright. Okay.
Beautiful. So, following along on everything here. I mean, you'll have your directories. Now, I want to focus on that part a little bit because a lot of customers, they say, oh, I got to get all every directory out there. And that's not the case these days. Before, you used to help a lot with ranking. Directories
What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Directories, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. It'll say it in that email as well, right? Yes, sir. So you have a choice up to 60 different directories, right? I highly suggest, and our team would probably say the same thing too, don't use all of them. The last thing you want to do is have calls coming in that are more spam or robocalls than actual certain jobs, right? That's something we stay focused more heavily on is the Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. If you feel completely like, John, hands down, I know my area better than anyone here, please add in the Yellow Pages as well, just as an example, okay?
I think you're right. It's only necessary on the biggest, most used, portals, right? I mean, if you use Google, you're gonna type it there. If you need some, I think, what do I use? I have an Apple phone, so I use Safari.
Right.
But on a PC, but I have a PC also, and so with a PC, I use Google. So, I mean, I use them both, I guess, but that's what I use as my, portals when I'm searching. So, of course,
and this works for that. This works for the Safari as well because any Apple product. So that's included in your package. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So opportunities are out there. We just need to make sure your business is in front of the customer's face at that time, right? Kind of like, back in the day, my father had the business, right? And I would stand in shopping malls, handing out flyers, handing out business cards. We bought a spot on a billboard and on the radio, and it worked well back then. And the reason why though is because we knew our target market. We knew they're going to, the families, we needed to hit families, right? So we knew they're going to be shopping malls. We knew they're going to be on the road all the time. This specific hour, drop off their kids, like, things like that, right? We had a martial arts business. I'll just put it out there, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So here's the thing. It worked then. Why doesn't it work so much now? Well, people don't turn on the radio. They put it on their phone connected to the radio now.
Right.
You know, they are going on their phones constantly. Where are they looking for directions? They're not going to say, let's Yelp it. They're going to say, let's Google it, right? So now we're just adapting to the new age, and that's
right.
Why it works, right?
Yeah.
So, and this is where we're at now. You know, having that presented for you, for your company, your business name will definitely be in the faces of the right people that you want to spend your time with.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it a shot.
All right, Mike. Sounds good. Now,
right.
Very first thing, though, Mike, I want to make sure you're getting verified. Again, you know, I want to make sure we're starting this off real fast, get you up there, and do it diligently and in a timely manner.
Sure.
So the address, once again, I know we cut off last time. Like, I knew you had to get going. So let's go over that one last time here. So let me pull this up here. All right. And the business name I had, Executive Transportation. What was the address? One last time. I just want to make sure I have it correct here.
Yeah, 3123 Newcastle.
All right. Dallas, Texas, 75220.
Yeah.
All right. Now, tomorrow, I know you mentioned that you might have an hour window to speak with our team. I want to make sure we set that up right away so that way we can get that going.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow at 4.
4 o'clock it is. All right. So let me see here. Boom. All right, so I'm going to send you a Google invite. I'm going to send the same email to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay, Mike? I'm going to put it as the full name, though, so hope you don't mind. I'll let them know to call you Mike, though.
Yeah, sure.
All right, and then that way, I already know I sent you an email, so you already have a form of contact for me, but I like to do this just so you have another way to contact me, too, okay? Sending it right now. Let me know once you got it. And I'm going to put a reminder here for them as well. And boom.
Got it.
All right. And then I'll put the reminder right now, actually. So let's see. Cool. Okay. The next part. And everything we're about to go over here right now, you're not married to it. Okay. If you want to hands-on and change or modify anything, you can do so yourself. I like to put it this way, though. This is regarding your Google account, man. Like, if you have any questions or if you have any doubt, utilize our team. That's what they're there for. Okay. So, far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased on Google? You want to show like Monday through Friday, 24/7. What do you think?
You know, that's a good question. Can we start 24/7 and then taper it back? Like I said, I do it as a second job. And right now, I mean, I'm working two jobs right now, but I might be getting a new job that might be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, which then means I'd have to go back to doing it nights and weekends, which would be 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central, and then Saturdays, Sundays all day. But as of now, I could do it around this job. The job I'm in now, I can, because I work from home, I can do it a lot.
Okay.
So can I, like, start off full time, and then if this other job works out, taper back?
1,000%. Yes, sir. That's what I would suggest myself to you,
as
a personal opinion, you know, because you can always scale it down. You can always move it up however you want from there. So I'll go ahead and put it as for hours of operations today would be 24/7.
When we set up that 24/7, I don't want calls past 2 a.m., right? I mean, I want to work. I mean, I know people have to be early to the airport, but we'll definitely have to set a time. I guess put it on a timer. Doesn't it be on a timer or no?
Yeah, let's do this. We'll do 7 days a week then, right? And then
sure.
7 days a week. And then what's a good hour time frame you like to show? Of course, customers are going to call whenever they want, but at least we
sure.
put like a little standard for them to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to answer the phone if you're calling me at 3:30 in the morning. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Well, let's do, I mean, I don't know. I mean, people have to get to the airport early, right? 5-6?
Sure.
So,
5 or 6. Yes,
I mean, I don't know. Do you put 5 a.m. to 2 a.m. or something like that? Or, I mean, I guess
I would.
Never thought about the hours because they, you know, they're always before 2 a.m. or after 8 a.m. You
right.
know what I mean? Okay. Let's just put, oh, I don't know, man. I already thought about that.
That's okay.
We need to put some time in there. Let's say, can you just say a.m. to 2 a.m.? Can you leave the a.m. open? Like, because you can't put 7 a.m. because they might need to be at the airport at 6 or 5 or 3 or, you know what I mean? I say leave it 24/7 for now until we figure
okay.
we have a definite time because I don't know, you know.
I think that's probably the smartest answer there, just because, you know, you got to play it by ear a little bit, right? That, and then you try and get the feel.
If somebody comes, calls me at 3 a.m., I can say, what, I mean, I'm booked, right? That way I'm booked.
Exactly. The calls come to you directly. So, yeah, however
right.
you want to spin that. Yes, sir. I got you, partner.
Yeah.
Now, contact. Do you want them to just phone call this number,
yeah.
or do you want them to, okay, all right. And
well,
then,
I don't have another.
Yeah. far as your areas, though, I mean, like I said, this can go out 50-mile radius every direction. Did you want to use all 50 miles, or what would you like to do with that?
Probably not. Probably 30 miles is probably – what is 30 miles from Dallas in every direction? I'm trying to figure out what the farthest city is. I have to look.
All right, let me
I'd say,
pop that up. And, yeah, let's see.
I said, yeah, give it 30. Well, 30 miles would put me all the way to Fort Worth. Do you know Dallas,
yeah.
Fort Worth or no?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Fort Worth is like 30, 45, about, yeah, 40, it's about 30, 45 minutes from Dallas, but it's 30 miles from Dallas. So.
Yeah. I would, if you definitely want to go there. Yeah. Okay.
Let's just say, sir, 50 would put me out in the country, you know.
Right, right. I'll put 30 yeah. miles out and then,
yeah.
If it's doing well, great, keep that, man, you know? You never know.
Really, that's probably too far because I'll probably get bombarded by bullshit. The only problem I would foresee is just getting bombarded by bullshit, you know?
Okay.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll filter that somehow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, the next part, I already put notes in here for your website, so just letting you know, this is me doing you a favor that I remembered on this, okay? The website is included for the life of you being with us. But if you ever decide to part ways, just know that we still want you in good standing. So you can buy the domain for $99. All right. At that point, you can have us keep it live or you can have someone else work on the website, however you like. But again, we don't plan on that failing. I'm just giving you a helping hand instead of paying that money now. You know what I mean? So for the life of you being with us, that's on us. All right, partner? Just want to
okay,
make sure
cool.
you understand that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I told you, I don't forget my promises. I write down everything.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo?
So many, you know, I
yeah.
do so, you know, everything really. The okay. cash, check, Zelle. People like to do Venmo. I still rather get, you know, I give them the option of Venmo, but you know, and Square. I use Venmo and Square as a last resort. I'd rather people, but I put it when I list what my payments, I list those as options, but they're at the end of the sentence. I say when I set it up, the only marketing material I have, and I'll have to send it to you. I only have a flyer that I made for myself that I use, and I'll have to send it to you so you can, or I can email
sure.
it to you later so you guys have something to start with. But
yes. Okay.
The way I word it is cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Square. Now, if they can't give me cash, check, or Zelle, then the last resort is Venmo or Square. But I don't like to use Venmo or Square because it's just one more thing that, and everybody can get cash and everybody can make a check and everybody can do Zelle. But of course I put that on there because some people still want a Venmo, but you know.
Right.
I really don't like using Square. Square is really my last resort. I'd rather take a Venmo before Square because Square charges you. Venmo doesn't.
So much. Yeah. You know? Well, here's the thing.
Venmo holds your money. That's how Venmo makes their money, is they hold on to your money.
Right? Yeah.
They hold on to your money for 3 or 4 days before they give it to you. I know how they work. You're just a bank.
Yep. And right now, Zelle doesn't charge, just letting you know before I mention anything about this stuff, we are not affiliated with any of that, so.
Sure.
But, I use Zelle all the time because it's bank
to
bank. Yeah. No, they don't charge taxes on you, nothing, so. It's always good.
Nothing. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I can't believe that they charge us for it, really. It's so genius.
Yes, sir. Now, the next part, I have to ask, it's just part of the questions I'm here, but is the business that you have right now, is it licensed or insured?
I'm insured. I mean, I have insurance on my car and
yeah,
the occupant and all that, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And then also, I'm going to make sure that you're set up for success that's going to be quick, too, okay? So I will be sending you another email. I'll go over that later. Now, let's go over specific services that you want to be found for. That way I could give this to our team today. When they talk to you tomorrow, they're going to put some stuff in the algorithm to say, all right, yeah, this might work better for you. So what do you got for me? I mean, what can I put in here?
Well, I mean, I have a nice vehicle, so a lot of my driving is to the airport and personal driving where people need me for multiple hours at a time. So, you know, it's very basic. I'm really running the ad based on my vehicle and my looks, you know.
yes, sir.
There's so many people doing it. I'm a white guy. You know, I take a good picture. I have a couple wealthy clients that like me. You know, I do very personal when I'm helping people. I have people who are elderly, I have little children, I have married couples, you know, and so the type of service that I give is a little different than you get when you order up. You know, I get out and I open doors for people and I take the luggage. I meet people at the, you know, when I meet them at the airport, I go into the airport. I don't wait out in the car for them to, some of my people that I deal with. I go in there and I get their luggage off of the turnstile. When I take it back home to them, to their homes, I take it all the way up to their door, you know, and take it inside their house sometimes. I think that's where I differentiate myself from other drivers. You know, a lot of drivers, they're just, you know, you get in, you get out, you're kind of on your own.
What about like professional transportation service? High class,
Or you could say, we have an area in Dallas, Highland Park. Have you heard of Park Cities?
No.
Park Cities,
so.
Highland Park in Dallas. That's our wealthy part of town.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think some of their keywords that they might use. Again, executive, transportation, that's why I use that moniker. It just seemed to work. I don't know. Yeah. Again, this is, you know, I can't think of anything right now, but you know.
Yeah, that's okay. I know. I put you on the spot here, Michael. Don't worry. I'm just wanting to make sure I have something in there so that way our team can say, okay, we know what to work with and how to help them. So I'm going to put this in parentheses for them right now and say, might need some help to, you know, utilize some better keywords, okay?
And you know what the only thing I want is just something simple. And what I mean is when somebody clicks on when somebody's typing that into their browser, really I'm just looking for more of a picture of me in my car, and that's it. And then I think that's where I'll get the most play, is a picture of me in my car as the first thing they see. I don't want to design something of just, you know, I don't want the design, I don't want a design of just a car. I definitely have to be the picture, or else I think it'll just be another service with a picture of a car.
And, right, you know,
they want to see they want to see the car they're getting. But I tell you, as a driver and somebody who gets driven when I travel, you know, I'd like to see who I'm getting. Right, you want to see who you're getting, right? When somebody picks you up,
that's a good point.
I think the customer wants a certain driver, and I think they want them to look a certain way. And I think, you know, I think people who pay a lot of money, willing to pay a lot of money, want a certain person driving them, is what I think.
Yes, sir. I think you're spot on. I think when they speak with you tomorrow, talk with them, get some pictures, maybe, you know, that you feel very comfortable with, that they can
send you. This one I'm going to send you, we could start with. And I had it, you know, I had it professionally done and went through all of them before I got to this one. And so, but, I can get more if necessary and, you know, just, you know, but maybe run with this one to start, but I don't know. We'll, you know, whatever you need me to do.
I got you, partner. Don't worry. We'll get there. I think that you're on the right track though. I'm being real with you on that. Okay. When it comes to your picture on your website, it kind of shows you're selling not just your car. You're selling you. You're selling your service. You're selling, you know, the things that make you diverse from others that are out there. And that's what's going to help you get the right customer. So I follow you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
All right. But we need to make sure we portray that with our team to say, hey, okay, this is the type of website you want to show. So that way you get those right customers. So tomorrow's call is a very important phone call. All right. I'll go over the things you're going to need for it. You do not have to be in front of a computer for it, but in your case, I would suggest to do so. I want to start this right for you. Okay. So I'm sending this to our team now. There we go. And the next part, I'm not accepting a no for an answer. This is to help protect you on your pricing. Okay, it's the voice verification I was telling you about, where everything is recorded. I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are, but try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, Mike, I want you to stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay? All right, partner. Now, just before I get started with that, you do have our 877 number, correct?
I do.
Okay, I will bring up that phone number in this recording here. I just want to make sure you have it. All right, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Executive Transportation.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Mike Morrow, owner, operator.
Robert. Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Actually, I'm going to hit pause on that for a second. Mike?
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're very protected, okay? I don't want you falling for any traps out there because, unfortunately, there are horrible people like that out there. So after this recording, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, any time we call in from here on out will be from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That would be a huge red flag if they did something like that, all right? That way you know we were talking to us, okay?
Okay. Now, so I guess what's going to happen, right, is you're going to publish my phone number, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Your phone number, your hours of operation, the things that we just went over here, right? And being found by using these keywords, they're going to be able to see your website, even your Facebook link as well, too. So that way they can contact you, whether it's through Facebook, website, through phone, or even set up an appointment to talk to you. The ball's in your court once they reach out.
You know what I'm thinking now?
What you got?
my phone is going to start ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's getting too crazy, again, please communicate with us so that way we can dim it down on specific areas only, or dim it down maybe even possibly for the keywords, so that way you're not being overwhelmed either. That's important for us to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, you know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering how many people calls are going to start coming with people who are just asking questions and they're not, you know what I mean? I wonder how many leads are going to be.
How about this? This is what I would suggest on that. Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. What I would suggest for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about this, Michael? Mike? We'll put the phone number there, right? But on your website, we'll keep it as for an email or for a schedule for them to reach out to you that way. That way you see their information and you can contact them. I know it might be a little something, but just to kind of, so that way your phone is not blowing up. But we're talking way ahead of ourselves right now. We need to make sure, get you out there to see what kind of bites you're getting too. Because you might be like, John, I'm getting these really high class people and it's doing really well. Okay, great. I love it. Keep it the same. Like, we won't be able to tell until we get there. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. I am thinking ahead because once you put your phone number out there on the internet, I've never done it before, but I'm just forward thinking that once you do that, you don't know how much whether you're going to get a tidal wave or you're going to get it. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'd be ready if it just phones was ringing every minute of every day, ding, 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 you know, like that. It'd be good, but you know, you have to, calls come in that fast. I have to have a second number, I think.
I was going to say this. This is actually me giving you a little cool tip. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So after this, everything here, go on Google. You can get a free number. And it's the same phone. Right. Yep. And that way you'll know it's coming in from the other phone number.
Yep.
And you'll know that's for the business. Yeah. We could change the phone number. Yes, sir. And it's free. All right.
Yeah. I know people that have used it. I just haven't had a chance to use it for anything. But yeah, that's the way to go for sure. That way you can have it silenced and still ring and still see that it's what's going on. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I got to do that.
All right, partner. Just give me a heads up. As you can tell, it's not my first rodeo either, you know.
I'm just thinking ahead. You know, I'm thinking of a couple things that. You want to be prepared for that. And,
yes.
Get away from people that need stuff and you're backed up all day long. you could be in a situation where you have to tell somebody no, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
well, hey, I think you're rightfully so. You're thinking ahead and that's the life of an entrepreneur right there, Mike. Again, everything you're telling me, I hope you understand what I'm really saying is like, you're going to do very well. I talk to business owners all the time about this, you know, so.
I have a structure already, in my head. I had it kind of in my head, not quite on paper, but I had an idea of how I wanted it to go. And yeah, you get it, right? I mean, you understand what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're talking about, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Michael, I'm going to continue with this because we're on the recording. So.
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yep, let's do it.
All right. Two more questions. Yeah. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Do I have to say yes to that, or can I say no?
Definitely have to say yes. Yes, sir. If you give a response, be responsive to us. Yeah, thank you. All right.
Oh, okay. Yes,
and, sir. Yes, sir. In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
You want a yes for that?
And, well, before you answer that, just to give you a heads up of what that really means, we're developing a website, we got Facebook ads, we can't read your mind. If you want us to do something, please do it. Your best efforts to get us the information. Yeah, let us know. Okay.
Oh, sure. I'm gonna help you guys as much as you're gonna help me. So yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, that, all right. That's what we need. All right. So your payment for the initial term in account setup will be charged today on March 21st in the non-refundable amount of $348, everything inclusive. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 21st of each month in the amount of only $249. It'll always be recurring of $249 from there. Now,
right.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I provided to you. To prevent charges
right.
for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. Beautiful. All right, Mike. Sounds good. I just want to make sure you're protected on the pricing and everything, man.
Yep. So 50 up front and then 249 going forward.
Correct. Yes, sir. If for any reason you see any discrepancies, please, you have my direct phone number, you have my email, and you have our direct phone number as well, too. I want to make sure you're protected on over that. Talking about protection, yes, sir, yes, sir. Talking about protection, please do not forget your own answer to your security question. I don't want you locked out of your own account. So we have 3 choices. You can choose any one of them, but we will never give out your answer. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City born.
Okay. And again, you can make up whatever you want. Just don't forget it, okay? But what would that answer be?
Dallas.
Okay. Are you sure that's what you want to use?
Sure.
Okay. So, again, we will never give out that answer. Please make sure, you know, if you feel, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't ask the security question or know anything about it, hang up that phone and call that 877, okay?
Okay.
They always will ask. Okay. We're on our last part here. Michael, on the card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
You said, we're back up one. It's Michael D. Morrow. But back up, you said they'll always ask. They will always ask this.
Yes, they will only ask the security question. They will never give out the answer.
Okay. Oh, so if somebody were to call me from your company, they would say, what is the security question?
No, they'll say, what was the city you were born in? Don't even say anything about it. Just if they ask for any information or anything like that, like let's say they want to try to ask for more money, or if they try to ask for information on your account. Like, hey, what's my security question? And then if they don't know what's going on, hang up that phone. All right?
Okay.
All right, I just want to make sure. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, for the billing address to the card, is it just the same? I'm assuming it's the same one, right? Okay. All right.
Same one,
and then what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Star? Okay. Now, for security purposes, Michael, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4610, 4602. 2534, 1932.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
9/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
Now, you're going to send me a receipt after this, right?
I'm going to stay on the phone so you can see the receipt, man. Yeah, I don't forget my promises.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Don't forget, I don't forget my promises, sir. That's just one of the things that me in general, right? Now, before I process any payment, though, I like to always refresh the account like 3 different times just to make sure that even in their systems, it stays the same. Because now you know I wasn't lying to you, man. We really got you at a nice promotional rate, okay? So let me make sure I refresh one more time. And it looks good, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Again, Mike, stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice. All right, cool. Now, once it goes through, you will see a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know so I could direct you to see the breakdown of everything we discussed in here, okay?
All right.
All right, perfect. And it just went through on my side, so let me know what you got, and then now I can show you from there.
Okay, got it.
Okay, perfect. And was it a text message or what was it exactly?
I just got a text message, yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So in the text message, there's a spot where the link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yeah.
Perfect. When you open that up, in there is the breakdown of everything we discussed, even your Facebook ads, how we're going to put 100 of those dollars into your ads for you, your breakdown of everything. Now, just letting you know, there's going to be other packages that sort descriptions of those. So if you ever decide to upgrade your package, please let me know. Okay, Mike, I don't want you paying the normal rate. Sure. You do not have to from here on, okay?
I appreciate it, yeah.
Yes, sir. And anything to do with the website, that one's on the house on me. So you will not have to pay for anything on the website for the life of you being with us, okay? So there's no you'll see that usually what we usually charge for websites, that's not going to be the same for you, okay? But I'm here with you. If you have any questions, you let me know. I'm going to be a little silent typing away here, making sure that this account is going to the right people as well, too. Okay?
All right.
All right. Perfect. And I'm checking in just to make sure you know I'm still here with you, man.
Yeah, and do I need to agree to both of those and certify?
Yes, so when you're at the bottom there, there's two checkboxes that everyone misses. Their shows aren't small, but you want to click on those to say you can accept text messaging, things like that. And then you're going to type in your name exactly how it shows on the card, and then that's your last piece that you need to do. Let me know once you pass that where it goes to next, okay?
Let's look over this real quick. So. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the early termination fee of $199? Is that
For a website?
Huh?
Is that for a website?
It says, where is it? It's under, let's see.
Yeah, because there's no termination fee, sir. Yeah. That's on the recording, too. So as long as you let us know 3 days in advance before your billing cycle is due, that way you're not being charged for the next month. But there is no cancellation fees here.
Okay, so then I see. So yeah. Let me look this one.
Yeah, so for example, I'm pretty sure that because I know this thing in and out, that's probably for the website on there, the termination of it. And we do extravagant websites for different types of companies, right? Like e-commerce and stuff like that. Yeah, that's not what you have. I made it sure that again, website is on me, man. All right. That's me trying to give you a helping hand on there. So save you money. Also make sure it's very professional-like so that way it's tailored to your company, though. But no, you don't need the e-commerce from what I know for your website. So that's not the same thing that we're going to be doing for you.
And this is the cheapest you can go, right? This is the cheapest you can do all this for, right?
Honestly, yes. My mouth was on the floor when you spoke to the representative, Jess, before.
Yeah.
She knocked off more than 50% off as well. So I was able to even keep that promotion alive for you along with their setup fee so that way you're not being charged $299 for a setup. So, yeah.
Do you have a lot of people that go Sprout? Is this real popular? Do people use this a lot? I mean,
when it comes to this package? Yeah. So every company's different, I guess you can say, right? Because some companies, they like to use a lot of Facebook, right? That type of thing. Some areas work very well with Facebook. That's why this package does well. Some companies, they don't use Facebook at all, right? But they like to use ads and be in front of the customer's face on top of Google. So that's the other packages that are short descriptions in there for you as well. But for yours, sir, I think that being local in the community and then also hitting a little bit further out by using the keywords with your website, that's where it's at for you for sure. And you'll be saving money because the other package, as you can, I don't know if it shows the pricing for the other package, but with the promotional rate, it's about $449 month to month. So we're definitely saving you some money on like $200 a month, if anything, getting better results that you're tailored to you.
Okay, cool. Okay, so yes, you just need me from the signature, right?
Yes, a type-in signature, though. So, yeah, it's just like how it shows in the card.
Right. Mm-hmm. And confirm?
Yes, sir. And it should take you to, like a login or something like that, right?
Yeah, username and password.
Perfect. Okay, that is your tracking system I was telling you about, okay? So that's your next best friend. Now, if I give you that login and password right now, you will see nothing in there because we didn't start on it yet, okay?
Okay.
But tomorrow, right, yeah. But tomorrow, they're going to show you, they're going to give you the login and password. They're going to show you how to maneuver through, keep track of your analytics, show you how you can update your website through there. You can see the calls. Like I'm telling you, you can see everything in this thing. So
cool. Please
don't take this with a grain of salt when I tell you my best advice, keep track of that, all right? That's going to be your bread and butter. All right.
Okay.
Mike, that's it, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the family at Local Splash. You know,
reaching out, and I hope we can get this thing going and moving profitably.
Oh, most definitely, sir. Most definitely. Please don't forget the call tomorrow, okay?
I already accepted it for, so what? Are they going to call me?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to try to call in with them to introduce you guys. If I'm on the phone or anything like that, though, they'll still give you a call. Just be mindful that if they ask for any information or anything like that, practice that. Okay, say, hey, what's my security question? They'll know right off the bat. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I see. It looks like my email, so I've got some stuff here.
Yes, sir. Take a look at the verification part. Is an email I wanted to go over that with you. It's the last thing here. The more you have, the better. But Google, to get you verified, they're very strict on who they get on Google. So I sent you everything in there, what they could possibly ask. It does not mean you have to have everything. But the more, the merrier. Yeah, so have that ready, and you'll be all set. All right?
Okay, great. So,
Mike,
what time? Wait for the call tomorrow at 4, that's it?
That's correct. Yes, sir. And grab the pictures and stuff. Get things ready for the website.
Yep.
Okay? All right.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you, and
me too, John.
I'm just very excited for you. I really am.
Hey, me too.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
All right,
thanks,
man. You take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.